Shalom, dear friends. Today I want to talk about one exciting topic, the Jewish Christmas. I know that this topic is forbidden in the Orthodox Jewish world and that there is a debate in Messianic Judaism over whether we should celebrate the birth of Messiah or not. Today there is so much confusion and false information that some people celebrating Christmas have already forgotten the meaning of the holiday. For many people, Christmas has become many things other than the birth of the Messiah. So today, I do not want to argue about the date of Christmas or how to celebrate it, but I want to talk about the very essence of this day, about the birth of the one we worship as the Messiah and the Lord, about the first coming of the Messiah, Yeshua. So, number one, we do not know the exact date of the birth of Yeshua. One of the reasons for this is that in ancient Israel, they did not celebrate birthdays as something special. And number two, if the exact date were necessary, it would be written on the pages of the Bible. So, very briefly, a few words about the possible dates. According to various sources, Christmas began to be celebrated on December 25th in the year 337 or 354 in Rome. In his book, one of the church fathers explains the origins of the dates. He starts from the idea that Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, or his Hebrew name, Yohanan the Mercer, was the high priest, and accordingly, the day the angel told him about the birth of his son was on Yom Kippur, because only once a year the high priest was able to be in the Holy of Holies. According to the Julian calendar, the holiday that year fell on September 23rd. 6 months later, Zechariah learned about his son, John the Baptist, Yohanan. Miriam Mary, the mother of Yeshua, received the word from the angel about the birth of her son, Yeshua. Having counted 6 months from September 23rd, it turns out on March 25th. And from this date, having calculated 9 months as the duration of pregnancy, we came to December 25th. But this whole theory is based on the assumption that Zechariah was the high priest. In his writings listing all the high priests, Josephus does not mention Zechariah. So Zechariah most likely was not the high priest in Israel. Now I want to share another opinion of when Yeshua was born. It is more Bible-based opinion. I want to read from Luke chapter 1, and please follow me in the scriptures. So Luke chapter 1, verse 5. Luke 1, 5. In the days of Herod, king of Judah, there was a Kohen, a priest, named Zechariah, from the priestly division of Abijah. Elizabeth, his wife, was from the daughters of Aaron. Verse 8. Now it happened to be Zechariah's time to serve as Kohen before Adonai in the order of his division. So please remember this word division. Verse 11. An angel of Adonai appeared to him while he was in the temple. Verse 13. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will give birth to your son, and you will name him John," or Yohanan, Hebrew name. Verse 24. After these days, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and hid herself for 5 months. So please remember, 5 months. Then in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by Adonai into a town in the Galilee named Nazareth, and to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Miriam or Mary. Verse 30. The angel spoke to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua. He will be great and will be called Ben Elyon, Son of God. Adonai Elohim will give him the throne of David, his father. He shall reign over the house of Jacob for all eternity, and his kingdom will be without end." Such a wonderful story. In the book of Chronicles, King David established shifts of service or priestly divisions in the temple for the priests. He created 24 shifts or divisions, and each shift division was half a month long, 15 days. So lots were cast to create each priest's time of service. And let us read 1 Chronicles chapter 24. And we can find it in this idea, this truth in the 1 Chronicles 24, verse 3 and also verse 10. 1 Chronicles 24, 3. David with Tzadok of the sons of Eleazar and Elimelech of the sons of Itamar divided them into their offices according to their avodah, or ministry, or service, or shifts. And verse 10, here's the main idea. The seventh for Hakos, the eighth for Abijah. So the eighth shift was for Abijah. In agreements to Luke 1:5, there was a Kohen, a priest, named Zechariah from the priestly division of Abijah. And his term of service was the eighth of 24 shifts or 24 divisions. So this means that Zechariah's time of service in the temple was the second half of the fourth month in the Hebrew calendar, the month of Tammuz, which is mid-late July. Somewhere in mid-late July. During this time in the temple, an angel of the Lord told him about the birth of his son, John, or Yohanan, the Mercer. In the fifth month, Zechariah returned home after his service time in the temple was over, and Elizabeth, his wife, became pregnant, and at the beginning of the month of Av, Hebrew month of Av, it is late July, early August, sometimes late July, early August. According to Luke 1:26, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel of the Lord came to Miriam, Mary, mother of Yeshua, and told her that she would conceive from the Holy Spirit and give birth to her son. And now, after 9 months from that moment, Miriam gives birth to Yeshua, making it about the middle of the seventh month, the Hebrew month of Tishrei. It is somewhere from mid-September to early October. This was about the time of the autumn high holidays, and probably on Sukkot time. So Yeshua probably was born during the time of Sukkot. And one more thing. December can be a cold month in Jerusalem and Jerusalem area, and sometimes even snowing during the December. And therefore, the shepherds do not stay overnight with their flocks in their fields on this month. Also, the census probably would not have been scheduled in the winter time. So some historians believe that Yeshua's birth could not have happened in winter because of this. Let us read Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 8, and we will find this information here. Luke 2, 1 through 8. Now it happened in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus to register all the world's inhabitants. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone was traveling to be registered in his own city. Now Joseph also went up from the Galilee out of the town of Nazareth to Judah, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, or Bethlehem, because he was from the house and family of David. He went to register with Miriam, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. Verse 6. But while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and set him down in a manger, since there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in the same region, living out in the fields and guarding their flock at night. So again, during the December, it is a cold month, they wouldn't be able to stay outside. And also, it is probably census would not be issued during the winter time. Some historians believe that there were no rooms in the inn, precisely because many people made the pilgrimage to Jerusalem on the autumn holidays. This was the reason why there were no place in the room. Therefore, based on these observations, most likely, the birth of the Messiah could not have been in winter time. But be that as it may, it is not the date that is important. Therefore, the essence of the birth of the Messiah is more important. Therefore, as a Messianic believer, I want to talk not about dates or traditions, but the greatest and joyful event of the coming of the Jewish Messiah promised in the scriptures. We can see in the scriptures that the angels rejoiced, triumphed, and celebrated the birthday of the Messiah Yeshua. Let us read together Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through verse 14. We can find joy of the angels here. Verse 8. Now there were shepherds in the same region, living out in the fields and guarding their flock at night. Suddenly, an angel of Adonai stood before them, and the glory of Adonai shone all around them, and they were absolutely terrified. An amazing word, absolutely terrified. They thought they are in trouble right now. But verse 10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Behold, I proclaim good news to you, which will be great joy to all the people. So the fact that Messiah came to this world, it is a joy for us. The idea of his birth, it is a joy for us. It's a great joy for us. A Savior is born to you today in the city of David, who is Messiah, the Lord. And the sign to you is this. You will find an infant wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, a multitude of heavenly armies appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth shalom to men of good will. That is what I call a birthday party, a holiday, an event about which the heavens rejoice. That was a heavenly song, happy birthday to you, Yeshua, sang by armies of angels. And therefore, we have the privilege to celebrate the birth of the Savior. Celebrate Jewish Christmas. But again, I want to repeat, not the date, not the traditions, but the very essence, the meaning of the Messiah's appearance in our world. This is what's important. Today I want to consider the prophecies of the coming Messiah and their fulfillment. And I want to start with today's chapter from the Torah, with the birth of Moses and his appearance to the Jewish people. Moses, the great deliverer of his people, he was a type of the Messiah. He was the prophetic picture of the Messiah. He was born into obscurity. We do not know the exact date of his birth, and he did not come from a wealthy family. Let us read about the birth of the great Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, the greatest prophet and teacher in the history of Israel. Let us read Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2, two verses here. This is what we know about his birth. Now a man from the house of Levi took as his wife a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and gave birth to a son. Now, when she saw that he was delightful, she hid him for 3 months. And there is not much we can find about his parents. This is it, only 2 verses in the scriptures. Likewise, the Messiah, Yeshua, was born unknown to anyone in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Do you remember Luke 2:7? And she gave birth to her son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and set him down in a manger, since there was no room for them in the inn. It was a prophetic thing. At the time of the birth of Moses, Pharaoh, out of fear of losing his power, ordered the extermination of all male babies in Egypt, Exodus 1:16, and said, Pharaoh said, when you help the Hebrew woman during childbirth, look at the sex. If it's a son, then kill him. Likewise, during the birth of Yeshua, King Herod, frightened of the birth of the great Messiah, the king, he ordered to kill all baby boys in that area. Matthew chapter 2 verse 16. This is the prophetic fulfillment. Then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became furious. And he sent and killed all boys in Bethlehem and in all its surrounding area, from 2 years old and under, according to the time he had determined from the Magi. In the same way, Moses was hidden in Egypt, so Yeshua was hidden in Egypt until a certain time. Such a prophetic picture. Let's read the prophecies of the birth of the promised Messiah in the scriptures and compare them to the birth of Yeshua. I believe it is so important to remember to know for us as Messianic believers. So let's take just a few of them, because it's so many of them in the scriptures. The first prophet, Prophet Micah, who lived about 7 centuries before Yeshua, prophesied about the birth of the Messiah. So accurate prophecy. In his words about the future Messiah, the prophet speaks of the place of his birth. Let us open Micah, or his Hebrew name, Micah 5, chapter 5, verse 1. Micah 5, 1. Here's the prophecy. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, least among the clans of Judah, from you will come out to me one to be ruler in Israel, one whose goings forth are from of old, from days of eternity. The city where the Messiah was born is directly named. This is Bethlehem. It is not Nikolaev, not Jacksonville, not New York. It was Bethlehem, the prophecy from Micah. Also, a number of promises about the birth of the Messiah were made by the prophet Isaiah, the great prophet Isaiah, who lived at about the same time as Micah. And I would like to read a few of them. Let us open Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 through verse 10. Actually, we'll pick a few verses from this place. Isaiah 11, verse 1. Then a shoot will come forth out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch will bear fruit out of his roots. The Ruach of Adonai, or Holy Spirit, will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and insight, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Adonai. His delight will be in the fear of Adonai. He will not judge by what his eyes see, nor decide but what his ears hear. And verse 10, very important verse in this prophecy. It will also come about in the day that the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will seek for him, and his resting place will be glorious. This important prophecy reveals that the Messiah would come from the family of Jesse, and Jesse is the father of the great King David, so straight from the King David's line. And also the second part of the prophecy speaks that the rest of the nations will come to the Messiah. Actually, that what happened during the first revival in Jerusalem. Many nations of the world came to Yeshua the Messiah. And today we have millions of believers in Yeshua, in Jesus. It is also the prophecy from Isaiah chapter 11. It is so important. Probably the most famous and vivid prediction about the birth of the Savior made by the prophet Isaiah sounds like this. And let us open Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, 14. Therefore, Adonai himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive. When she is given birth to a son, she will call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. These words say about the coming of the Messiah from the Virgin, who mysteriously will conceive, and his name will be Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This is exactly what happened with Yeshua. Let me read about the fulfillment of this prophecy, Matthew chapter 1, starting with verse 20. Here's the prophetic fulfillment of this prophecy. Matthew 1:20. But while he considered these things, behold, an angel of Adonai appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Miriam or Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by Adonai through the prophet Isaiah, saying, behold, the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up from his sleep, he did as the angel of Adonai commanded him and took Miriam as his wife. But he did not know her intimately until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Yeshua. Yeshua, the Lord who is our salvation, who is saving us. And the last prophecy for today is from Isaiah chapter 9 about the baby who was to be given to us. Isaiah 9:5. I would like to read it. Isaiah 9:5. For to us a child is born, a son will be given to us, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, my Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace, Yeshua the Messiah. And you remember the great fulfillment of this prophecy. It is in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and verse 10, 11. I would like to read it very briefly. Now after Yeshua was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Remember, Magi came to worship him. Verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great gladness. And when they came into the house, they saw the child and his mother Miriam, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we know that gold, it is a gift to the king. And frankincense is presence, it presents a gift to a priest or prayers. And myrrh presents anointing and also gift that shows his future work of redemption, his death and his resurrection. So, Merry Jewish Christmas to you. Congratulations on the coming into this world of the Jewish Messiah and the Savior of all humankind. What lesson I would like to learn from the story of the birth of the Messiah? First, this is a great time to remember the coming of the Messiah. And every day is a great day to remember. We need to remember it always. That Yeshua, he came the first time here and he will come the second time. And the second, the king and Mashiach was born not in a royal palace, but the simple barn. We must understand the words of Yeshua, "My kingdom is not of this world." Often, what is considered great in the world's eyes is emptiness in God's eyes. In the eyes of God, it doesn't matter how much money and power you have. What matters is your pure heart and your pure life. I would like to read one last place of scripture for tonight. Zechariah 4:10. This is the lesson from Yeshua's birth to us. "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." The Lord can create great things out of small beginnings. Our Lord Yeshua, who was born in the stable, turned the whole world upside down. And please believe me, if he called you, even if your calling begins in a stable, in a place that no one sees, the Lord will lead you out and put you above your enemies and your difficult circumstances. Thank you very much. In the end, I want to remind you, if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel as well. We will close with Aaron's blessing as we normally do at Beth Israel. Let us pray together. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panavelecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.